Krishna Book, Canto 2, Gokula, Chapter 10, Scene 3, Narada's Curse and Blessing. The great sage Narada thereafter thought that it was his duty to put those demigods into a condition where they could not be falsely proud of their material opulence and prestige. Narada was compassionate and wanted to save them from their fallen life. They were in the mode of darkness, and being therefore unable to control their senses, were addicted to sex life. It was the duty of a saintly person like Narada to save them from their abominable condition. In animal life, the animal has no sense to understand that it is naked. But Kuvera was the treasurer of the demigods. He was a very responsible man, and Nalakuvera and Manigriva were two of his sons, and yet they became so animalistic and irresponsible that they could not understand, due to intoxication, that they were naked. To cover the lower part of the body is a principle of human civilization. And when a man or woman forgets this principle, they become degraded. Narada therefore thought that the best punishment for them was to make them immovable living entities or trees. Trees are, by nature's laws, immovable. Although trees are covered by the mode of ignorance, they cannot do harm. The great sage Narada thought it fitting that although the brothers, by his mercy, would be punished to become trees, they continue to keep their memory in order to be able to know why they were being punished. After changing the body, a living entity generally forgets his or her previous life. But in special cases, by the grace of the Lord, as with Nalakuvera and Manigriva, one can remember. Sage Narada therefore contemplated that the two demigods should remain for 100 years in the time of demigods in the form of trees, and after that they would be fortunate enough to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face by His causeless mercy. And thus, they would be again promoted to the life of demigods and great devotees of the Lord. After this, the great sage Narada returned to his abode known as Narayana Ashram, and the two demigods turned into trees known as twin Arjuna trees. The two demigods were favored by the causeless mercy of Narada and given a chance to grow in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj and see Lord Krishna face to face. Although child Krishna was bound up to the wooden grinding mortar, Krishna began to proceed towards the growing trees in order to fulfill the prophecy of his great devotee Narada. Lord Krishna knew that Narada was his great devotee, and that the trees standing before him as twin Arjuna trees were actually the sons of Kuvera. I must now fulfill the words of my great devotee Narada, Krishna thought, and then Krishna began to proceed through the passage between the two trees. Although Krishna was able to pass through the passage, the large wooden mortar stuck horizontally between the trees. Taking advantage of this, Lord Krishna began to pull the rope which was tied to the mortar, and as soon as he pulled with great strength, the two trees with all their branches and limbs fell down immediately with a great sound. Out of the broken, fallen trees came two great personalities shining like blazing fire. All sides became illuminated and beautiful by their presence. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.